This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In the real world, Adam Schiff would be kicked out of Congress. If he were in China, he would have been executed. He would have been executed for lying, spending Americans' money for nothing on a witch hunt against Donald Trump. But instead, in bizarro world, where people like Adam Schiff get rewarded, he is going to run for senator. That's his reward for being the worst citizen in America, a person who hates us. He said it in his own campaign commercial. Don't believe me? Here's him saying it.
I've always believed that what's right matters, that the truth matters, and that decency matters. And when a dangerous demagogue tried to undermine our democracy, I wasn't about to let him.
You can't trust this president to do the right thing, not for one minute, not for one election, not for the sake of our country.
Adam Schiff is a corrupt politician.
Adam Schiff is a modern-day Joe McCarthy.
Little pencil neck.
A national disgrace. He is unfit to hold office.
This is the story of how I got here. Growing up in the Bay Area, my parents taught me that public service was a noble calling. That belief brought me to Los Angeles, where I took on some of the toughest cases as an assistant U.S. attorney. I prosecuted a corrupt FBI agent turned Russian spy and created the first environmental crimes unit to go after major polluters. I found meaning outside the courtroom by becoming a big brother to 7-year-old David, who went on to graduate from Yale via groomsmen at my wedding and is a permanent part of my family. I married Eve, the love of my life, and raised 2 great kids. I went to Congress, where we passed health care for millions over ferocious GOP opposition. Then I took on the biggest job of my life, impeaching Donald J. Trump.
Adam Schiff did masterfully an incredible job.
I found it very powerful.
We have proven Donald Trump guilty. Now do impartial justice and convict him. After all that, I wish I could say the threat of MAGA extremists is over. It is not. Today's Republican Party is gutting the middle class, threatening our democracy. They aren't going to stop. We have to stop them. That's why I'm running for the U.S. Senate. The struggle isn't over. Not for me, not for you, not for our country. Together we can and will win this fight, but I need your help.
Thank you guys for cutting off this commercial part, because we didn't need to have anybody potentially giving him money. And I play that commercial not as an advertisement for him, but as an advertisement for what you don't want in politics. A partisan hack who's willing to do whatever it takes. And he said it to you, the MAGA types in the Republican Party. And I know there are millions of us, tens of millions of us. And it isn't has nothing to do with Trump. Make America great again is something that any conservative worth their weight should espouse to do. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Have you ever heard this guy? We need to look into the classified documents of Joe Biden. But has he said a single word about Hunter Biden? Has he said anything about the big guy? Has he said anything about James Biden? No. Corruption in the FBI. He gives you his record. He trots out his little black big brother that he did for one reason and one reason only. Political. That's it. He didn't care about this kid. Adam Schiff is the worst kind of government bureaucrat you can have. Look in his eyes. You can see it, folks. I'm not making this up. He's a guy you don't want to be his neighbor. You don't want to cross him in any way. He will use whatever it takes. He would lie, cheat, steal, plant evidence, whatever it took to get you. I would look at every case Adam Schiff ever touched. That's what I would do. He is a bureaucrat not to be trusted. And as Americans, we got to stop him. That's who needs to be stopped. It bugs me too, man. Anyway, moving on from him, here's others. Cory Booker says more people have been killed by guns than in all the wars combined. Now, I don't know how Cory Booker got his information. Is there some research that was done? How much money did we spend for him to be able to make that comment? But here's what I can tell you. Most wars use guns. So if you're talking about killed by guns, aren't you including the wars? I know what the point he's trying to make. How many wars do we have? Let's do the math. So you get in a war lasts 4 or 5 years, whatever, I don't know. And then it's over. Let's take World War II. When did we get into war and when was it over? I don't have the answer, but here's what I know. We didn't fight another war for quite some time. Then we got into Vietnam. That war lasted a while. Then we didn't fight a war for quite some time. But you want to know the war that goes on every single day in this country? The war against sanity. And it is killing people left and right. Who takes credit for those deaths? Who takes credit for the deaths of COVID that never should have happened? Who takes credit for the deaths of COVID by these Mengele leftists who force people to get a vaccine that they know doesn't work and it killed more people than it helped? Who takes credit for that? Who takes credit for the people exposing the worst ones you could expose to this? The Cuomos of the world. Who takes credit for exposing these old people to it? Forcing them into old folks' homes and then putting sick people in there? I find the argument about guns to be idiotic. The founding fathers didn't anticipate this kind of gun. The founding fathers didn't anticipate a lot of stuff in terms of, you know, what was going to be the evolution of stupidity as an example. I don't think they anticipated that. But the type of gun doesn't matter. The founding fathers wrote documents that, for the most part, withstood the test of time. And they always bring this nonsense up after a mass shooting. I don't know about you, it's getting tedious and it's getting old. You know what? Somebody needs to be shot. I'm just kidding, y'all. I get so tired of going over the same nonsense. And somebody should just say this. The Second Amendment says that our ability to own a firearm is not to be abridged in any way, not to be interrupted, not to be... You can't do anything about it. And if you do, I think the Founding Fathers should say, then you should be shot. Leave us alone. The news hit me strange today, folks, for a few reasons. And one of it, as I talked about in the first hour, is discovering another one of my siblings, one of my brothers. I don't know how many brothers more I have or sisters. So far, it's 4 boys. But it caught me strange. Because we don't get to grow up normal anymore. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are crazy, and that's really too soft of a word to describe them. It is. And I can give you other things to consider. They're delusional, they're deranged. Those are certainly closer to the truth. But what baffles me is the fact that they don't realize it. I mean, we played Adam Schiff's commercial, and he is vehemently against us. He hates us. See, I don't hate Adam Schiff in and of himself. Oh, I know he's a dirty dog, but that's somebody else's cross to bear. But I will say this, I hate his attitude towards us. When is he going to look at the leader of his party as a tax-cheating, incestuous pedophile? At best. At best. And if leftists wanted anything close to the truth, they would admit this openly. A family of losers is what the Bidens are. We have another story about a Biden they kept out of prison. I mentioned this. They did special favors for. And I'm going to get, we may get to it today, because I do want to talk about something happening inside the conservative movement. This tiff that was started the other week, about a week ago, between Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro. I think it's a big deal because it airs our dirty laundry. And there's no reason for us not to just say, here's what it is. So we're going to go into that. But before we go into that, oh, by the way, 45 newly elected Republican members of Congress were invited to the White House. 11 chose to attend Biden's welcome party. 11 of them. I'm not going to be mad at Republicans for saying, you know what, I got invited to the White House. I get to meet the so-called president, the acting president, the guy that was put there in a coup. I'm not mad at him. But for the ones who didn't go, the 34 who didn't, I applaud you. I applaud you for saying, no, I think I have better things to do. We're talking about, every day on this program, exposing something that the other group is doing that, quite frankly, is shocking to me. As I mentioned to you guys before, our team has no agenda. I don't want anybody to be... I don't want anybody to die over misinformation. I don't want anybody hurt over it, losing money over it, or whatever. I strive hard to give you the best information that I have, with the caveat that you need to figure things out for yourself. And that's not happening with the left. You know what we learn when we put investigative things on them, when they can't hide behind no press or whatever. We have to discover what they're doing. They don't want to tell us. Remember when Gruber said, we couldn't tell you about Obamacare because there's no way you would have voted for it. He said that with his own lips. The guy who was the architect. Well, meet Jonathan Tristan Walker, Pfizer's Director of Research and Development and Strategic Operations, the mRNA scientific planner. I have to tell you, I was very proud to find out this dude is a brother. Jordan Tristan Walker. He says, one of the things we're exploring is like, why don't we just mutate it? He's speaking of COVID. Mutate it ourselves so we could create, preemptively develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you can imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating effing viruses. Let me tell you what the risk is, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The risk is man playing God. See, here's what's interesting about mutating viruses. What happened with COVID, even though it was a man-made bioweapon made in a Chinese lab and unleashed on the public. Many people got it. Most of us survived it. And you know what our bodies did? Naturally, without the help of Pfizer, without the help of mRNA and spike proteins, our bodies said, I'm going to figure out how to fight it. And all Pfizer has to do, you really want to know? Take some of our blood and say, Kevin, you survived a version of it. This person survived Alpha, Delta, Epsilon, Mu, Omicron, whatever. And we're going to see how they survived it. And we're just going to synthesize what already is happening inside of the regular human's body. And we're going to continue to let that grow. We have all kinds of stem cells. We can do stuff with the normal bodily functions. But you know what Pfizer wants to do? They want to create their own. They want a man-made version, a monkey-made version, in fact. And so what your body is already set up to do naturally and has done since the beginning of man, because God made your body in such a way that it would take care of itself, that it would heal itself. It's made in His image. And the only difference is, we have a finite amount of time because we're all going to die, because mentally we need to understand that we have a certain amount of time. That inevitability makes us different. It makes us have a way. If you thought you could live forever, I'm going to tell you, your mindset would change dramatically. How do I know this? I've read about it and I've thought about it. My 16-year-old son said the other day, Dad, I got to tell you, man, I feel like there's nothing that could kill me, man. And I started cracking up. I said, son, I said exactly the same thing at your age. Anybody else? And going up, do you remember feeling invincible? My son actually told me, Dad, I feel invincible. I said, I get it. When I was your age, I felt identically the same. But as you get older, you start to understand that you're not. When you're younger, you actually plan on, like, well, my death is probably like 70 years out, but who knows? Maybe it'll be 150. Maybe by then it'll live longer. Until you get there, and then you go, yeah, I'm sure glad I don't have to live that 50 years that I was thinking longer, because I don't have to save for it. I don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the world. There comes a peace that comes over you as you get older where you just go, I'm ready. It's okay. Just make it quick. Walker goes on to say this, folks. In the spirit of transparency, don't tell anyone. Promise you won't tell anyone. This is what he's saying to the guy that's interviewing him. He says the way the experiment would work is that we put the virus in monkeys and we successively cause them to keep infecting each other and we collect serial samples from them. Well, they don't have to do that. They got viruses that are infecting people every day. All they have to do is say, hey, listen, if you get COVID, please let us know. We're going to continue to evolve our ability to fight this. So let us take your blood and we're going to, now I'm not going to keep letting you infect me, but don't worry. It's going to happen. That's how things work. But here's what he goes on to say. You have to be very controlled to make sure that the virus doesn't mutate, create something that just goes everywhere, which I suspect is the way the virus started in Wuhan, to be honest. It makes no sense that the virus popped out of nowhere. It's BS. I'm running out of time, but I can tell you this. These mutations should not be put in the hands of scientists. We have herd immunity, and they don't want to admit this. I don't get it. Leave it alone. I'm going to tell you this, folks. I'm never getting this shot, and I hope you don't either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News update. Weather forecasters say a storm that'll dump snow from a broad stretch of the country this weekend will be the opening act for some really cold air next week. Snow is expected this weekend from the northern Rockies to parts of the northern and central plains and Great Lakes. Arctic cold that's been brewing in northern Canada is expected to invade the United States next week. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Survivors of Auschwitz and the Nazis' Final Solution are gathered in Poland Friday to commemorate the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Germany death camp in the final months of World War II. Today's somber ceremony was along the backdrop of war once again in the region when Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 1 year ago. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today. Tim Berg, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, Steven Crowder and Ben Shapiro have a beef going. Two very prominent conservatives, and I'll say this, Steven Crowder kind of built his reputation on these comedic videos that he did a while back in the very same group that my team is with. They go by Clicked now. They started Steven. They got him 100,000 followers, and he promptly dropped them after he got him 100,000 followers, which is his choice. And I'm friendly with Steven. We've done a lot of events together, and he's a talented guy, and he's gotten kind of a big head. And Ben Shapiro's backed by a billionaire. And so he's essentially bought his way into prosperity, which is fine. If you can find a billionaire, you should do it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't wish either of these guys any ill will. I hope they are madly successful, even beyond their wildest dreams. And they, in many cases, they already are. And the reason why I'm talking about this is Steven Crowder got offered $50 million over 4 or 5 years. From Ben Shapiro, and then he didn't like the deal and he took it public. And that part, immediately I say, is wrong. Steven Crowder, if you're negotiating with somebody and the deal goes bad, boop, it's just over. And that deal didn't go bad. It's just a deal that he didn't like. And Steven says he didn't like it because it could potentially harm others. And I'm going to get into that in just a bit. Not my call to make in terms of what is a good offer for him, but he indeed got that offer. $50 million over 4 or 5 years. I don't remember which it is. And I'll be honest, I'm glad to hear these kind of numbers being kicked around in our industry, because I remember hearing that Keith Olbermann got paid $7 million a year, and I went, you've got to be kidding me. I guess even conservatives have been hit with enough inflation to where we start talking about seven-figure deals, eight-figure deals. It bodes well for me, many others who are out there, pushing the envelope, doing amazing things, but you don't take your negotiations public. It's just not cool.
Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So what Crowder did was he exposed Ben Shapiro as a, quote, business-as-usual guy. And I heard a little bit of his clip, and he says, since when has it been a good thing when you say something like, that's how business is done? And Crowder's right about that. But again, you can make your point in a different way. Conservatives going at each other. Publicity. Shapiro is buying people left and right. He's buying a bunch of B-list actors and actresses. Gina Carano was the first sort of public thing that he did. And what I've noticed about this, and again, it's not a slam. It's a good strategy. Something controversial comes up with Gina Carano. She gets fired from Disney. I'll take her. And I'll build something around her. Well, what are you building around her? What are you building that creates something that conservatives are winning? And I'm not telling you that he doesn't have it. I'm saying I don't see it. But he could be. I know he's starting a movie thing. I'll tell you this. We're starting a movie production. We've started it. It's not even a question of it. We've started it. You want to know why? Because I'm sick of Hollywood. I'm sick of pop culture being stolen by the left, and we just watch it go by. I think we need to have a generation of kids that don't look at the pop culture the way the left wants you to see it. Sexualizing these kids and LGBT this or that. How about you just go out and deliver a great product? I want to change that. If I happen to make money, great, but I want to change it. And if I had the money, I don't know that I would take the approach of Shapiro. Doesn't mean a bad, it's not a good or a bad thing. We got different ways of thinking about things. But it would be with that purpose, that vision. Maybe Shapiro has the same vision. I don't know. I will say this, with the kind of numbers he's kicking around, I don't know why I still have a team. What are y'all still doing here? Go get that money. Oh, my goodness. So, Shapiro's offer to Crowder was supposedly predicated on social media, his YouTube following. And the beef was around, well, if you lose your YouTube followers, you know, or just, if you not lose the followers, but if you if there's some sort of a repercussion around sponsors, we're going to take some of this $50 million back. And Steven Crowder said, well, listen, I can forego this because I've got a lot of money, but what about the people that come after me? And he actually said something along the lines of, there may not be another Steven Crowder. I just cracked up. And I often talk about Steven and his numbers because he gets bigger numbers than Fox. And I remember when he, years ago, a decade ago, when he and I used to hang out a lot, and he would tell me, yeah, man, it's social media, gotta get on social media, gotta get these followers. And he had 57,000 followers at the time. Now he's got over 5 million. So he's got 5 million people that look at him, and we're talking about 50 million. And then he brings up other social media guys like Tim Pool. Look, we know the only reason why I know the name Tim Pool is my director told me, yeah, Kev, we ought to promote the movie on Tim Pool. He's a skateboarder artist guy who's got a podcast. I don't know how many people he has, but you get into seven figures, and suddenly you're a player. Are you any good? I'm not going to judge that. That's, you know, one man's weed is another man's landscape. But I know this. I know people who are much more talented. Steven started out as a comic. He was the youngest guy to win a Canadian comedy festival. I'm going to tell you something. His comedy doesn't hold a candle to some of the people that I know who struggle in this business. Don't have big social media followers, but don't get into a verbal battle with them. Boy, they will shut you down. But that's okay. It isn't always the most talented who wins and whatever. But to watch these guys go at each other, two conservative juggernauts, so to speak. And Stephen, he said in his thing, I have nothing. Here's what I have to say about this. He said, Jordan Peterson, because this is a team over at Shapiro's place. He said, Jordan Peterson is one of the smartest guys I know. He is.
In psychology and the things that Jordan Peterson is good at, he's one of the smartest guys Stephen knows, one of the smartest guys most of us have heard in that realm. I went to see Jordan Peterson's show. I'll tell you this, man. I would have rather watched paint dry. It's like watching this guy talk about, and I'm looking at my microphone. When you think about the microphone and the product that goes in the microphone, it makes you get have this existentialism about this. And then I think about what Nietzsche said about. Then you're going, okay, great. In 15 minute intervals, Jordan Peterson's brilliant. If you watch him for 2 hours, you're sitting there going, that was gobbledygook. A lot of that was so over the top, so over your head, so jump to jump. You go, okay, but brilliant guy. I absolutely love his 15-minute snippets and probably would love having a deep conversation that could go an hour. But that thing was like, ugh. Anyway, he went on to talk about Matt Walsh. Brilliant guy. I watched Matt on Dr. Phil. I've watched Matt in 3 or 4 occasions. So Shapiro's going out and he's finding amazing thinkers, but I promise you, there are so many more. I'm going to introduce you guys to a guy named Michael Owen. Oh, Bowen. Sorry, Michael Bowen. Michael is a Thomas Sowell undiscovered. I've already introduced you to Charles Love, Chris Harris, and others. The conservative movement doesn't want some of the best people out there. What Ben Shapiro is doing, he's not discovering these people. Jordan Peterson and Matt Walsh and Andrew Klavan and many of the others were brilliant before they'd already built their own little, you know, followings and what have you. What Ben does is he takes people that have huge followings and he says, come join me and let's all bring our huge followings together. Again, good strategy. But does it move the needle as much as you think? I haven't seen anything from Andrew Klavan, Jordan Peters, and those guys in a long time because now they're behind the firewall over there. You got to pay to see them. Again, probably another good model, one that we certainly should consider. But moving on, it takes a lot to drive social media to get to that point. So, and I'm not going to tell you whether it's talent or not, but here's what I can tell you. You can't do it if you get banned. Now, I want you to understand why Facebook banned me. Why YouTube banned me. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back and continue dissecting this beef.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
A lot of stuff goes on behind the scenes in the conservative movement, and a lot of it is a little bit disturbing. I mean, not anything to be panicked about or anything, but would it surprise you to know the conservatives could be petty? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're talking about this beef that just happened recently between Steven Crowder and Shapiro. Crowder's contract with the group that he's working with, which is part of, I guess, the Blaze, expired. And so they want to move his massive social media following of 5 million people over to Shapiro's team. Shapiro, pardon me, does a good job of finding people that have big followings, adding to his followers or whatever, and kind of growing the whole ecosystem of what he's doing. And it's a great strategy. I don't know that it always works out for the other people, but, you know, he seems to pay well. $50 million is a contract he supposedly offered Steven Crowder for a few years, and Crowder didn't like it. And Crowder says it was never about the money, and he can say that because I know for a fact he's been making a ton of money for a long time. He's been making $1 million, $2 million a month for a long time. And he did a good job. Early on, he built up his social media following, and he's never been banned. He's been demonetized on YouTube. But he's got all 5 million of his people that can listen to his messages and all that, and he can direct them, and he talks about it. He moves them over to Rumble, and Rumble's giving him preferential treatment. So that's what happens with these guys. They get on Truth Social, they get somewhere, and these guys go, we'll just load you up with people. You bring your people, we'll load you up with more people. So when I talk about this, I swear to you, I'm not in any way jealous, but I will tell you this. There's a reason why social media, you know, has become important. We dote on it. It's big tech that controls it, right? So in other words, if Steven Crowder's got 5 million people on YouTube, it's because Google let him. If Candace Owens has 3 million people on Twitter, it was because Twitter let her. They let her have that voice. But everybody isn't that lucky. See, understand this. Facebook banned me. They didn't tell me, Kevin, you're on notice for 15 days or 2 hours or whatever. They completely took my page down with 700,000, 800,000 people. And for 4 years, we didn't grow at all. So I want you to understand we were growing 3,000 to 5,000 per day. Do the math and tell me how big should our Facebook page have been. Twitter, shadow banned. From the entire time I was there, when we had 71,000 people, then they cut us back. We ended up with 50,000 or so. We're up to 56,000. That's nothing compared to people. But we were banned for, I think it was 18 months for nothing. But banned. And had Elon Musk not bought them, I'd still be banned. These people did not demonize me. They didn't go, oh, he's bad. Let's just shadow ban. They completely got rid of me. And I know why. With all due respect to Steven Crowder, he wasn't banned on YouTube. And I don't know about the other stuff, but I know he wasn't banned on YouTube. They demonetized him. And I believe it's based on how relevant you are. And this is just my opinion, but there's a reason why you still let some people talk and you won't let other people talk. I know what happens when I get in front of an audience. They learn something, and they learn it in such a way that they can apply it. And that's not a slam on these guys. It just is what it is. And I know how some people are going to take this particular broadcast. Frankly, I don't care. Here's what's most interesting. Steven gets offered $50 million. He scoffs at it. He says, well, you know, If I take this agreement, it's going to hurt posterity. It's really about two big egos that are battling it out. And to Ben Shapiro's credit, he wasn't looking to publicize this. Steven did. So then Ben got his president or CEO that came out and said, here's what we offered Steven. We think it's fair. If you get demonetized, if something happens to YouTube, which is where, in other words, if you can't bring your big social media following to Ben Shapiro's team, then why do, you know, we have to change your contract. I don't know how it works. Let me use it in sports terms. So let's say you've got a guy who can really hit the ball. He bats 400. And he joins the Yankees. And they say, well, listen, we can't pay you your fat contract for hitting the ball out of the park because you don't have a big social media following. And I'm making a bigger point here. If you bring the goods,
Let me ask you, do you think the Yankees would say to a guy who bats 400 but has zero social media, we can't use you? Or do you think they pick him anyway? See, that's how we work. Michael Bowen, I mentioned the other day, the other segment in the show today. Most people don't know who he is. I found Michael because I read one of his articles and went, wow. I was like, this dude is deep. He deserves an audience. Charles Love contacted me about an event. I read his work on 1619 and other CRT, pushing back on CRT. And I exposed him to the Heritage Foundation. Christopher Harris I found on Facebook. I was reading his post and saying, who is this brother? He is deep. Sure enough, you know, he's on the team. And I want to expose him. And this is where I come back to the Johnny Carsons of the world. I'm not one of these guys that's made it. I'll be honest with you. You know, my name isn't mentioned with Shapiro. I'm not throwing together big events. I'm not hobnobbing with the biggest names out there and you know, whatever. I do have some pretty good stuff. I mean, I got a lot of friends and I got a lot of billionaire buddies that dote on me and love my work. And who knows, may back me at some point. But I'm nobody. But I still want to build. I want to find that talent and build that talent. And I want to find people that are obscure. Jordan, nobody's finding Jordan Peterson. What Shapiro did was buy him up. And that's fine. I get it. But how about the people that are out there that are as deep thinkers, that Bobby Fischer chess player for politics that nobody's discovered because he's a bit reclusive? How about those guys? So we've got these, as I said, got these two juggernauts. They're going at it. Steven says, if you do it the way you're doing these contracts, Shapiro, you're not going to create another Steven Crowder, meaning you're not going to get anybody with big social media because, to Steven's credit, he said this. He goes, who's going to go on YouTube and really speak their truth? Because if you offend anybody, you lose the sponsorship, and we're right back where we started. And that's where Shapiro said, well, you know, that's just the cost of doing business or whatever. And he's like, well, then if it's not for the cause, I don't want to do it. And I'm not going to question Stephen for the cause because I've been in, as I said, many rallies with him. But you don't need to negotiate for posterity. And trust me, there'll be people that'll come along like me and say, I'm not signing that. There will be people that come along like me who tweet what they tweet, and then when Fox calls them and says, hey, listen, if you'll take that tweet down, you can keep your fat check, Kevin, and we're going to make you into a superstar. And he goes, in my case, speaking in third person of myself, and then Kevin Jackson said, I don't know, I don't want it. I don't need to be a superstar, and I don't need your money. And it has nothing to do with posterity. It has nothing to do with saving the little kids. It has nothing to do with the widows and orphans. No, it has to do with my own personal character that says, I'm not backing down from my truth. And if you don't like it, fine. I tell people all the time, Fox acts like I was going to go back to selling crack. Not that I ever sold it. But if without us, Kevin, what are you going to do? You're going to go sell some crack? No, without you, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go use my talents. And I'm going to go do things that nobody else can do. I'm going to make people laugh. I'm going to make people think. Steven said he turned down some similar deals. He may have. He's a wealthy guy. A lot of things he can do. And I've seen him do some very innovative things, like prove me wrong. I think he's, in many cases, done as much on college campuses as TPUSA. And that's, again, that's not a slam on Charlie Kirk. I'm just saying Steven Crowder goes to college campuses and he really makes these kids think. So here's the sorry net of it. The conservative movement, we have our issues. These two guys, well, Crowder decided to make this one public. And if he thinks it's for the greater good, that's fine. But I would really say to these guys, check yourselves. Are you really as big as maybe your egos think you are? Because we're supposed to be better.
Just give it some thought, fellas.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.